Welcome to Short Take. Actress Katharina Stark graduated from the renowned Otto Falkenberg School in Munich. During her studies, she already appeared in numerous television films, feature films, and plays, including on the stage of the award-winning Münchner Kammerspiele. Katharina can currently be seen in the role of the Polish interpreter Eva Bruns in the German Disney Plus original miniseries Deutsches Haus, The Interpreter of Silence, which has been nominated for a Critics' Choice Television Award for Best Foreign Language Series. Katharina is the German AFP Shooting Star 2024. We talked to her via video call for this interview. Hi, Katharina.
Hallo.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast, Short Take, is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in three words?
Very happy. It's just two words, but yeah.
That's wonderful. What is your favorite way to spend time?
Creatively working, I would say. I really love, discussing ideas or making something like music or films or acting or whatever, but with people together.
Do you have a guilty pleasure?
I have lots of guilty pleasure music. That is really bad. Also probably films or videos, like media that is supposed to be found really bad that I really love.
What is your favorite job you've done? And it doesn't actually have to be an acting job or a film job. It can be anything.
No, I think it is actually an acting job. other jobs I used to bring newspapers to people. Mm-hmm. It was not my favorite. But I think it has to be German House because I learned so much. Oh, it's not called German House anymore. It's the Interpreter of Silence. In English. But yeah, Deutsches Haus, because I had the possibility to learn so much and it just changed me the most, I think.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
The trust and that you're just there for each other no matter what happens and that you try to understand each other and the empathy.
Yeah. What is your favorite food?
It changes all the time, actually. At the moment, it's probably Japanese food. Mm-hmm. But it used to be what my grandma made. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both very good choices. If you weren't an actress, what would you be?
I think a musician or a writer. Okay. I love making up things. And in acting, it's just making up the moment and making up the thoughts and feelings of a person. Mm-hmm. But I also love making up stories and making up melodies and texts. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I think definitely flying, which comes mm-hmm. with a lot of logistic difficulties. So like you would need to be invisible too. You would need to... things that your life works, but so all of the package of flying.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? Maybe also as an audience member.
Probably with actually Harry Potter, even though it's not mm-hmm. like the best film or my favorite films, but I love them. But also I feel like it's made so many people become part of one fantasy world and just like realizing how everyone in school kind of lives in that world a little bit. Yeah. I found that really powerful and I thought, okay, that's how it can move people to see a world that someone created.
Mm-hmm. What is the last book you read or maybe series, or it can be a script?
I'm just reading a script actually because I'm shooting something the day after tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if I can talk about that.
We'll leave it at that. You're reading a script.
Yeah, I'm reading a script. Yeah.
Perfect. Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
From literature? I think that at the moment I read about Sappho, which is a poet. who lived in Lesbos and wrote poetry back then. And I found that really fascinating how it's so long ago, but it's changed a lot back then that's still valid now.
What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch?
Anatomy of a Fall, because have to see that because everyone is talking about it.
It's on my list as well. It sounds very, very interesting. Which upcoming or already established talent, possibly also German, would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? Maybe someone you worked with recently?
I really want to talk about my sister, because my little sister, she's only just turned 20, but she wants to become a directress, and she's starting to write. We're writing together, and I think that she's going to be doing really interesting things, even though she's very very much at the beginning.
Yeah,
I think that people should look out for her.
Hey, people, you heard it here first. Wonderful. And now we're getting a little bit personal. What do you like most about yourself?
Also something that I learned from my parents, I think, so I'm really grateful for that, but it's the urge to always come back to what's important to me. So whenever I'm like struggling with something in work or in private life that seems to be like you can't find anything about it that makes you want to do it, or that you don't have any idea about it, I think that I have a good way of sitting back and thinking about what's actually important to me in it. And it usually has to do with others. So it's usually like, what can you do for others with it? So that's kind of an ability that can work like an engine for creative work, because you always search and you always try to connect with the work.
What do you dislike about yourself?
I think that I put myself under pressure a lot, which is sometimes not helpful at all, because it doesn't even help all the time. So when it helps, then I'm like, okay, good. But when it doesn't, I'm like, why? There's no race to win.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing necessarily.
There is some regret with some, like when it comes to acting, with things that you didn't do the way you could have, where you like have some regrets, like in an audition where you're like, ah, okay, if I had gotten the idea behind it, then I would have been able to do it more meaningful, or more, especially when it's like something that actually touches you.
Which random thing makes you happy?
I don't know if it's that random, but music on good speakers. When you can feel the bass drum. And
do you have a life motto, or maybe a motto in general?
Definitely not like a phrase or something, because I think that is, I was once enrolled in philosophy for a year at university, and it just made me overcomplicate things like this so much, because you're like, but it's not true from this perspective, and what does that person say to it? For me empathy is very important, and everything that involves from it, where you're like, okay, I see this person go through this, and it makes me think what to do with the world. I like what to do with the world. That's a good phrase.
That is a very good phrase, actually.
Yeah.
And we're already at the last question. Who would play you in a film or series about your life? I know this can be tricky to answer.
If you could say, okay, me in the future, I would love Emma Thompson to do it, just because she has great humor and...
Yeah, she has a great presence.
Yeah, and I think that she could play me in the future. That's also a valid
option.
Yeah.
And that was it. Thank you so much, Katharina, for sitting down with us.
ShoreTake is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.